Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, I'm here to get complete redemption and get you were right, I was wrong from all y'all.
Who was right?
I was.
About what?
Of course he was right.
About what?
He'd never say he was wrong.
No, I mean, I think you will agree with me. I even think Reggie will agree with me.
Good luck with that, big fella.
Hey, dictionary.com came up with the word of the year for 2025. And what does Reggie always been saying? Well, like, irregardless and stuff like that. It's in the dictionary.
That's right.
That don't mean it's a word. That means that the dictionary.com and
literally how
Webster's have said, they've kind of thrown up the white flag, right?
That's,
well, people
literally
use it.
Literally how words work.
Okay. You know what the word of the year is for 2025? Figgy, take a guess. The word of the year for 2025.
I'm going to just shoot in the dark and say 6-7.
Bingo.
What?
Really? Six, seven.
Dog, I did not know
that. I know you didn't.
I just took a shot in the dark.
The word of the year for 2025 is 6-7. And you're telling me it's in the dictionary.
Are those not words?
Those are separate words.
Is it number 6-7 or did
I
they spell
looked.
It out?
I'll have to look.
I'd have to imagine they spelled it out.
Dude, come on.
I don't see what you're upset about.
Because
the kids are hype right now.
They are
listening
hype.
To this.
I think I saw you retweet this on social media. A number of the kind of like day games that, you know, some basketball, some college basketball teams will have. Or like
it was a women's NBA. Basketball game.
Yeah. They'll play during the day, like at 11 a.m. so that the kids, they can bring kids through.
Mm-hmm.
And when the score is about to hit 67, the
nuts.
Kids lose their mind. They're like, yeah!
6-7.
That's right.
Is the word of
that is hilarious.
The year. It is sad, is what it is. It is sad. And it goes to prove just because it's in the dictionary doesn't mean it's a word.
It is. It's.
You got to keep that same energy for all of the words in the dictionary then.
Well, no, there are actual words in the dictionary.
It's a word.
How you going to pick and choose what's a word and what's
exactly
not a word in the
said,
dictionary?
They're just, you know, kowtowing to the masses and the idiocy. That's
the whole nature of the word of the year. Like, the word of the year is just, you know, speak it to the masses. Like, that is exactly what it's there for. It's there as a publicity thing to bring people to the dictionary. Like, yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
Man.
And I'm surprised that you that mad at, well, actually, I shouldn't be. You don't be mad at it regardless. But, like, 6 and 7, both words.
But see, you're parsing that out. You're because there's a 6 and there's a 7.
That's right.
But 6-7 is the word of the year.
All right.
Regardless of what he had to say, man, it is what it is, though.
It is indeed. In fact, you hear Davis Mills hit him with the it is what it is. Davis Mills explained. He understands what he knows game. He
I did hear
ball.
That, by the way.
I've got to be honest. At this point, I think I might have, I have no other choice, in fact, than to feel like, to figure out what is happening with one, Kendrick Perkins, the pride.
Oh,
of
I saw
Texas.
This. Yeah.
Before I even get into what I'm thinking here, this is Kendrick Perkins, and this is him talking about Nikola Jokic, the center for the Nuggets, who's just had a phenomenal season. Looks like he is very on an early path to try and secure yet another MVP. This was the analysis that Kendrick Perkins gave on NBA Today yesterday.
I grew up a Rockets fan. Clutch City, Elijah Warren. I watched him my entire childhood life, okay? And he makes Elijah Warren great games look like regular games, the numbers that he's putting up. He's the most skilled player to ever play the game. I'm not mad at Ty Lue's game plan because Zubac is one of the best defenders, post defenders.
I feel like we already got to the point. We got to the point. You heard what he said. He said it made Olajuwon's games look like regular games. And at this point, I have no other choice than to believe he's just trying to pick a fight with Houston.
Yes.
Like, C.J. Stroud can't throw to his left.
No.
Davis Mills should be the quarterback. Nikola Jokic. Not that Nikola Jokic is better than Olajuwon. That's a conversation that can be had.
Sure.
That he made Olajuwon's great games look like regular. What are we doing here?
Man, he needs to open up a barbershop and start cutting people hair.
Yeah. Olajuwon,
because this is some barbershop type talk, man.
Oh, yes. That Olajuwon, he's all
right. Right. Not even just like, I believe him to be better than Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yes.
A take.
That you can listen to.
But when I'm like,
yeah.
You just... Olajuwon just regular.
Make him
just regular. Mind you, Olajuwon was a dude who was great not just on offense but also on defense. Mm-hmm. And I love me some Nikola Jokic, but he is not a defender, right? you miss me with that, Bert. Miss me with that.
The other element of this is, what did Houston do to him? What happened?
Now, yeah.
Who hurt him?
It had to be a nice, beautiful woman of Houston.
Who hurt
him? We got a lot of them.
No, yeah. The one thing I hate that he did in this clip was at the very beginning. Oh, I've been a Rockets fan, Clutch City. Yeah. Since I watched all of his games.
But
and then you go to you didn't watch his games.
That
then.
Was disrespectful.
But it's That's beyond really that. Like was. Reggie said, it's also C.J. Stroud. It's also Davis Mills. Like, somebody in Houston hurt.
Well, he liked him some Davis Mills, apparently, to the Kendrick, point where he should be the quarterback.
No, but even that is a troll.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's trolling. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So we brought up Davis Mills a little earlier in Confessions, and remember last week I said he's kind of a buzzkill for me?
Mm-hmm.
And every time I hear him, it just kind of bring the bad back from when the team was awful.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to you, man. I feel like I might have to buy a jersey what he had to say about what gets him rattled.
Not much. I've kind of always had that mindset, just being calm. I've always been pretty analytical, where – stuff that happens in the past, like, doesn't bother me too much. I can't do anything about it. And I'm ready to kind of attack what's ahead and what's in the current moment. It's funny. My wife used to get mad at me sometimes. Like, she'd ask me a question or kind of want to argue a little bit, and I, like, wouldn't react. She's like, why are you not mad? I was like, it is what it is. Like, we'll figure it out. So,
man, I'm the same way. I do not argue.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife don't get mad at me for not arguing, but in the past before her,
mm-hmm.
I did have girlfriends that would try to argue, try to tick me off, and I'd just be like, I don't care. And they would get so mad to the point they would try to make me mad on purpose.
Yes.
Just to try to get a reaction. I'm the same exact way. I was standing up clapping when I heard that answer. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. I might have to buy a jersey.
Get that just Davis Mills jersey.
Yeah, I relate to him a lot for this one, man.
You know, the other thing I thought about this, because every guy has at least one or two victories. You lose almost everything against your significant other. They win everything, right? But there's always a couple little things that you win. I think this is something that he won. You know, like, because it's not like she's finally just come around, like, or I guess he's not going to, you know what I mean?
I like that you've put this as winning, as if this isn't, like, inherently the way that he exists.
No, but I'm saying, because a lot of times they'll just want to keep fighting and they'll get you so riled up, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
some people just be trying to pick a fight to the point where you're like, what are you doing? and that get the other person going.
Yeah.
Me, I'm just like, all right, you want to do that? All right. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm not arguing. I'm not going back and forth.
Right.
I'm like, okay. Okay. And that ticks them off so bad.
You and Davis.
Figgy, you talking about those other girlfriends. Those other girlfriends are Lopez, because Davis Mills just hit him with the "it is what it is."
Yeah.
Lopez is the one who's arguing and fighting, like, "Nah, that's, you don't mean nothing. Nah, it means something. It means that I have accepted this reality."
I'm the same way as Davis. I would sit there and be like, "I bet."
So there you go.
That's it, man. I won't argue about this again.
Yeah.
And then they try to come back.
We're cool.
I'm like, no, I'm good. We ain't got to talk about it. I'm cool. I moved on. I'm good. The past is the past. Yeah. It is what it is.
It is what it is. And the intheloop.com word of the year is,
it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, for 2/3 of the show anyway.
That's a majority. I'll take that.
Borderline abuse.
Excuse me?
I think this is borderline abuse. And Figgy, you know I love you. I love you like my second favorite fishing rod. I mean, it's legit.
Is that a saying? Is that a thing that fishermen say?
But did you see the Texan social media team yesterday?
Yeah, they actually got in on this. I've seen this trend before.
I have as well.
Yeah,
they got in on this trend.
We don't have to play the audio, but they were asking players about inviting them just to see what their responses would be if they would go to a dog baptism.
Mm-hmm.
And Figgy is growing Jackson's hair into a mullet.
That is true. He did tell us that. Yeah.
Talked about that.
I posted it too, and everybody
like
it.
I think there are things, like not the seriousness of like real abuse, but in terms of just fun, cultural, pop culture type, borderline abuse, pet and child abuse. I think if you're baptizing your dog or growing your dog's hair into a mullet, that's borderline abuse.
Wow. So you just don't want the dog to be part of the church and get closer to Jesus. That's crazy, man.
That's crazy.
All dogs go to heaven, not Lopez's dog. Not on Lopez's watch.
And wait a minute. This is saying a lot for Lopez. Didn't you just have a party for one of your dogs?
It was a birthday party.
A quinceañera at that, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You put a hat on the dog.
That's not a big thing.
Actually, yeah, you did advocate for putting these.
That dog looks so uncomfortable, man.
That was fun.
You were like, costumes on the dog. The dog loves it.
We don't love it. First of all, we did not put a hat.
And Lopez
on the
trying to say it's animal abuse for a certain haircut.
First of all, that's a party. That's not a way. That's not a way of life. That's not a way of life. You're giving Jackson a mullet, dude.
That's better than putting a hat on the damn dog.
We didn't put a hat on.
Dogs do not like anything on their head, let alone a hat. Man.
Although I did give, Gibson did dress up as a pirate once.
There it is.
For Halloween.
Animal abuse.
Abuse.
So animal abuse, damn it.
Borderline abuse is giving your dog a mullet. Giving your dog a mullet?
That's swag, man.
That's swag.
Yeah, man. That's fly.
How about leashes on children?
I never liked
that. That's borderline.
I know some people going to probably text in and say, hey, I need that and all that stuff. I don't know anybody's situation, but it would never happen for me, man.
Never, ever, ever. Leashes on children.
I prefer not to speak.
Did you have a leash when you were a kid?
If I speak, I'll be very...
Reggie wore a leash.
No. but I guess
he did, man.
Nah. But
I can see Reggie just wandering off.
With his energy?
Get your ass back here, boy. That's
right. Y'all can think what you want. I will not be commenting on that situation.
How about a neighbor once invited us to a dog wedding? You got to draw the line somewhere.
I mean, if they pay for it.
A dog wedding?
Is it an open bar? You asking the wrong question, big dog.
I tried to have a little birthday get together for my old dog, Stanley, and my wife was like, hell no, that you doing
those are
too
fun.
Much.
That's a temporary thing as opposed to like a mullet.
I have such a hard time remembering this, but I love this Texan social media video that they did. Who was it that asked, who decided it, you or the dog? And I do love the investment that all the dudes in the locker room had. There was, I think Xavier Hutchinson was like, I'll be there in spirit, which... fantastic answer to someone inviting you to something that you don't want to go to.
And they said 6 a.m, by the way.
Yeah, they said 6 a.m. Oh, he was God. Like, I'll be there in spirit, which I found to be fantastic. And then a number of players, including Nico, was like, oh, I could bring my dog? All right, bet. And they were just like, as long as I can bring my dog and he can have fun with it, that's cool. So I appreciate that the Texans had a lot of fun with that as well. All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get ready for a weekend of college football. Let's get Lopez's college football headline headed into the weekend. That is our college football preview presented by Wrangler. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.